Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another wonderful episode of the Digital Embellishment Show, live here from Graphics Canada in Toronto. I am happy to be here on the Scandicore booth, where there's a lot of cool embellishment stuff going on. I have the pleasure of being here with Neil Drever, product manager at Scandicore. Neil, how you doing, buddy?
Awesome. Yeah? Good to be with you, Kevin.
It's good to be with you.
Such a good time.
So listen, I love the stuff that you're doing. We're going to get into all the wonderful embellishments that you guys are offering. But for those of us who might not know Scandicore that well, or who might have heard of you but don't really know what you do, can you give me like a real honest explanation of who you guys are and what makes you guys awesome?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been around for a while. Digital embellishment world has kind of grown over the past, I'd say, 5 or 6 years. And we're just super excited to be involved in it. What we do at Scandicore is we do all the print finishing supplies, the equipment to go along with it. So that includes your digital foils, all the lamination films, and then all the equipment along with it to make it happen.
Very cool.
So we kind of have a full range of products. And then also we've kind of delved into the digital die cutting world, which you've seen here.
I love that.
Yeah, some really cool things there.
And so Neil, what's kind of cool is I come from a family company at MGI. I lived in that family company. And I kind of feel that that's kind of a similar thing with you, with your dad. How does that feel to be in the family business and knowing that most of your customers also, chances are, you know, a lot of printers today are in family businesses. I mean, I think that's an important thing to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I started my world in the family business probably 12, 13, feeding the laminator. So that was an interesting experience. And then obviously right out of school, 2019, I graduated and came right into the business.
Dude, I love it. I love it. And I love that, you know, you grew up in this business. It was probably like your summer.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. No, I was bolting pallets when I was 14, 15 years old. Tell me more about kind of the cool technology that you guys have. So I think one of the areas that you guys have really taken a good leadership position in is this world of toner transfer or sleeking. And many people don't necessarily understand what sleeking is. People don't understand that, you know, you don't necessarily have to go spend $1 million to buy a press to do digital embellishments. There's some entry-level areas that you could do. So can you explain to us what is sleeking and maybe show us some of the cool samples and examples that you've done? Because thank you for sleeking, by the way. I don't know if you guys have seen this. I did a post on this morning. These guys have been able to take our show badge and make them absolutely phenomenal. Thank you for that. How did you do this? Explain to us the process behind sleeking.
Yeah, so it's so simple. That's why we love to explain it, because when people see it, it's like that aha moment that sleeking is not as hard as maybe it looks or it can come across. But something simple like your badge there, it was just printed on anything digital toner is where it's going to stick. So this was a full color digital. Normally we'd do a straight K, a black print, and then wherever that black print is, the foil picks up. So sleeking is just using your toner as the adhesive to lay down your foil.
And sometimes those machines could double as a laminator as well, right?
Absolutely. So that's where there's a couple samples here that we've been showing at the show here. The first one is that's a four-step process where we've done our CMYK layer as the first one. We've laminated it with a soft touch, which is overprintable. Then we've done a straight K overprint on top of the soft touch. Wherever that straight K is where the foil sticks. That's why we have a beautiful silver foil piece with the background of Toronto.
And here I almost feel you overprinted the foil as well.
Exactly. So with different types of foil, you can do a really cool range of just designs and awesome stuff. This was a car that we printed our black layer first. There's actually a quick process.
Oh, it breaks it down for you.
Breaks it down, where you do your black layer first, 100% K, you do the foil on top, and then you run it back through any of the major brands of printers, and
that's awesome.
Comes out with some really cool designs.
And so, Neil, a lot of people typically think foil, they're going to think gold and silver. And I've been in digital embellishment for a while. I'm so tired of gold and silver. Talk about all the cool stuff that you guys are actually doing embellishments with.
It's so exciting because we can do pretty much any color that would have been done traditionally hot foiled. it can be done with digital foil now.
That's awesome.
Like, there is an endless amount of, I mean, this is some of the ones we brought with us to the show.
And you guys have even a book that goes through all the different foils.
Yeah, there's an insane amount of, let's go through them quick. The super exciting ones are the holographics, where we can do some holographic looks. These
wow.
go over top of.
That almost has a cast and cure look to it.
And it's so easy.
Yeah. Look at that.
Any of our machines, chrome roller, it can make these effects on any printed piece. Like,
I gotta tell you, when I see those holographics, it brings me back to my childhood in some ways. I just, you know, it reminds me of like my trading cards, all the cool stuff that I had. One of the cool things that I thought that I saw at this, there's two really cool things that popped out, other than all this wonderful, was one of the things is you guys came out with a laminator that can almost replicate silver alloy, and it gives you that look and feel. And I believe it's on this machine here called the Cheetah Pro. Do you want to explain to us like what's going on inside this Cheetah Pro?
Absolutely. So we've had the Cheetah for a couple of years now. And what we've done is included an embossing roller. So that's just a very simple roller that does the effect of the silver halide without having to do any chemicals, environmentally friendly. And
so you're embossing the laminate.
Just embossing the laminate.
In line.
It's just a gloss film that makes it look like a photo. And I mean, the opportunities for photo labs, anybody that wants to have a gloss film that looks like a photo, it's all in line, all in a very compact machine.
Very cool.
Fits in the smallest shops.
Crazy question. I don't even know if you're allowed to say this. We can cut it out if it doesn't work. Right now you guys are doing a photo finish on this. Is there any plans to do different types of textures, like wood grain or?
I mean, that's a crazy thing because they're laser engraved, so we could almost do any design we wanted to. We could do custom, we could do wood grain, leather grain, linen.
That's crazy.
The opportunities with this are almost endless.
Wow, that's wonderful.
And obviously it doesn't have to run. You can still use it like a normal laminator, regular foiler. It works. It's just an on-off button for the embossing roller that can give some really cool effects.
So Neil, last thing before I let you go, and so far you've given me so much time, you have different versions of the Cheetah. You showed me, those of us who are in digital embellishment, specifically in like the raised tactile type of polymer, raised varnish, know that it's really hard to like cut these sheets when they come off. Like, you can't put them in a guillotine because if you stack them up too high, you're either gonna damage the varnish, the high build, or when you cut, you're gonna cut at an angle because your pile's wobbly, so you really have to do small lifts. One of the best ways that we've seen people cut is either sheet to sheet die cutting or drag knife on like this big, like a Zun type machine. Now you guys have developed a new product that I just want you to walk us through it really quick, that I think could be really a good fit for anybody who's doing that high raise tactile type of finishing digitally. Can you walk us through there?
Yes, absolutely.
And walk us through it. So, yes.
So it's a very simple machine again, where we're just doing the. Let's come over to it now.
All right.
Very simple, where we're just doing a drag knife design. Basically, it picks up your sheet, it registers it, and then whatever die line you've created digitally, it's going to cut it out. So. What we've done here is, after we've done the foil, we bring it over. You can see it there. We just cut in circles, cut round corners. Anything that we want to do is just simple in and out die lines. Now we don't have to wait for a die. We don't have to. It's 20 minutes rather than 3 days lead time.
So you have a feeder. You have a conveyor. The head will automatically adjust the registration. You have a cutter on there. You also have a creasing tool, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. So for short run packaging, if we need to do a crease, there's also a perf that can go on there for any short run perfing. There's different blades, but the creasing has been very popular for the packaging market. They need to do 10 prototypes very quickly.
Okay.
And they run them out. 20 minutes later, they have their die line. Their files are done, cut out in 20 seconds per sheet.
That's fantastic.
So it's some really cool, I mean.
It's easy, you're not crushing the varnish, you're not having issues of having big lifts, you can actually just run this. And it's small, it's affordable, it fits pretty much anywhere. This is a great product, I think, that a lot of people who are cutting embellished, especially tactilely embellished products are going to be able to use.
And it's a set up and walk away machine.
Oh yeah, you just walk.
Walk away.
I love it.
Set it up, set your 250 sheets, 500 sheets in there, and let it do its thing.
Well, there you go. Now you know a little bit more about our friends at Scandicor. Neil, if people want more information, what's your website?
Scandicor.com.
Scandicor.com. Nice and easy to remember. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Neil,
thank you,
for giving us a walk around your booth. And we'll see you guys very soon.
Thank you very much.